We'd love to say this morning that it's a joy to be back in the Lord's house. I had to repent this morning. Thoughts run through this old man's mind. I have thoughts that I don't like at all. And I got up this morning and feeling down, I guess, and I said, I might as well just quit. Thought run through our mind was, might as well quit. But it wasn't 5 minutes till Randy called and said, was I tied up? So I just had to repent and ask the Lord to forgive me. I hadn't found no place to stop. And with the Lord's help, I ain't going to. I know this old man feels like it sometimes. And if you dwell on it and listen to him, he'll talk you into doing it. I'm glad there's something that stirs. Want you to pray for us. I hope and pray that I can get Earl out of the way and the Lord comes and well, he'll have to if you hear anything, but I'd love to be able to preach today on some things the Lord showed me. Where I will or not, I don't know. But I'm going to read some very familiar scripture that you're familiar with. If you want to turn with us to Genesis, the 41st chapter. Now, I know we've heard this story time and time again about Joseph. But you know, it's amazing what the Lord can show you that you ain't never seen in your life. On some scriptures. We know the story of Joseph and what happened to him. His brother selling him out down into Egypt, wound up in Egypt. But God had a reason for him to be down there. And he told his brothers that very thing. They thought he was going to get vengeance on them because of what they done to him. And he told them that you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good to save much people alive. And I got to thinking about this chapter the other day. I was reading in, I'm going to start with the 25th verse. I'd love to read a whole chapter, but I get scared to death when I try to read, and I get stammering, shorn up, and I may read a few verses and skip a few and just read a few verses in this chapter. But I want you to listen. 25th verse. Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. And God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kind they came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. And this is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth to Pharaoh. Behold, there came 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall rise after them 7 years of famine. And all the planting shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. And the planters shall not be known in the land by reason of their famine flowing, for it shall be very grievous. And for that, the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will surely bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plentieth years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn unto the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the city. And the food shall be for a store in the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can you find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And I'm going to skip over to the 47th verse. And in the seven plentieth years, the earth brought forth much handful. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field which was around about every city laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, even much, until he left numbering, for they are without number. Jump down to 53rd. And the 7 years of plenty there was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of drought began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the drought was in all the lands, but in the land of Egypt there was corn. And when all the land of Egypt was fasting, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he says to you do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in all the land of Egypt. And all the countries came unto Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the land. Now you pray this morning. I've got allergies like most people has, and when I get a little teary-eyed, sure enough, it my nose runs. But you just pray for us this morning. I don't know what and where all we'll go with that this morning, but I hope and pray that I can get Earl out of the way and get over in the Lord's hands. And there's a thought come to us about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago on this scripture. And since then, the Lord's given me some more stuff. So I don't know what I'm going to do this morning, just to be honest with you. But I'm going to give you one thought, and I may give you another in a minute. I don't know. But the thought that the Lord give us is laying up something for the future. Now you pray, laying up something for the future this morning. We better have something laid up for the future because it's coming just as sure as we're here this morning. And it takes some, I'll say this, this morning. Now, let me just read this, if I can find it right quick. Let me just read this 2 or 3 verses. In the 16th chapter Proverbs, it starts off the first verse. The preparation of the heart in man and the sound and the answer of the tongue is of the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and the thoughts shall be established this morning. So listen, there's some preparations on mine and your part this morning. Amen. We better get something laid out. Because I'm going to tell you this morning, whether you understand or whether you realize it or not, we all going to die and leave this walk of life. Amen. You might as well get ready for it. And if you ain't got something laid up, praise God, you're going to be in a hurt if you'll have it this morning. Amen. You won't be able to lay it up when they roll you right here. I promise you that. In a casket, you'll be dead. Amen. You better get it laid up while you got the opportunity this morning. Amen. Just as sure as we're here. Listen, God prepared, made preparations, amen, for this day, for me and you. Yes, he did. Amen. From the very beginning, praise God, he said he was slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. Christ was. God was preparing for this day. And he tried his best to get people under the law to get ready for his coming. Amen. Amen. It was to teach them their sins and prepare them for Christ is coming. That's what the law was for. Yes, sir. To tell them, show them they had sinned and they needed a Savior. And if you'll have it this morning, listen, the Old Testament ain't a thing in the world, but a type and shadow of that to come. Amen. Amen. It was to show us it wasn't a real thing, but it was showing us in types and shadows what was going to take place. Scripture says a man go out and build a tower without sitting down first and counting the cost. No, sir. He don't want to go out there and start something and can't finish it.
our Lord and Savior, God Almighty, wasn't going to start something he couldn't finish. Don't tell me him and Christ didn't talk over it and talk about what it's going to take to bring redemption for me and you. Oh, sadly, he understood exactly what it was going to cost him. They talked it over, Randy, I believe with all my heart. Knowed the cost. Why was he doing it? Because he loved us. Loved us enough, praise God, to give his life for us. Amen. Shed every drop of blood he had for mine and your sins. Not his, but ours. Amen. It's what it took. That's what God Almighty required and asked. Amen. Them bulls and goats and helper under the law. It shed all that blood. Was just types and shadow of Christ to shed blood. But they wasn't sufficient to redeem mine and your soul. I said all that to say this. Joseph was a type of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Study it out and see if he wasn't. God Almighty prepared him, made preparation for him, praise God, to get down to Egypt. Because he knowed there's what was coming, what they're facing. You say, preacher, though God could have caused it not to come a famine in the land, he sure could have. He wanted to. He could have caused a famine from coming in your land if he wanted to. But let me tell you something. What did it take, praise God, for you to turn to the Lord and start seeking the Lord? You got in trouble. Everything was rosy when you hit the ground, growed up, died, never had a problem. You think you'd have repented to ask God to save you? Man thinks he's clear in his own eyes. Amen. But God weighs the spirit. Amen. There's a different spirit in this old man than they are in the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
I got a spirit about me. If you make me mad, I might slap your jaws. But thank God I got a spirit in here. If I listen to it, I can overcome this old man. Keep in him in his position. Joseph got sold down into Egypt by his own brethren, wound up down there in Potiphar's house, and his wife lied on him, so he threw him in a dungeon. What do you think they done to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he come to his own received him not. Many is dead, if they became the sons of God, but the majority of them turned on him. The Jews is the one that crucified him. His own people, Joseph's own brothers, turned against him. Throwed him in a dungeon. But God knowed exactly what he was doing. He just made old Pharaoh have a dream.
Yeah.
And he dreamed. He saw seven big fat cattle come out of the river, feeding in the meadow. He saw seven ill and skinny cows, I'll put it that way, come up out of the river, and the Bible said the skinny ones and ill eat up the fat, and they couldn't even tell it. Didn't even look like they eat. One corn stalk of corn come up with seven good ears on it. Another one come up the east wind, blasted it and didn't make nothing. Two different dreams he had, and it troubled him. Huh? It troubled Pharaoh. What God sends our way, don't tell me it don't trouble us. It does do it. If we ain't in His will, I promise you right now, it'll get our attention. Amen. And it'll let me and you know, you better make preparations. He called all the magicians, soothsayers, and said, I've dreamed a dream. This is it. Tell me what it means. They couldn't tell him. He said, I dreamed a second. And they couldn't tell him. They couldn't tell. They didn't know. Amen. But listen, there's a little old boy down there in the dungeon that had the Spirit of the Lord about him. Praise God. And he could dream to interpret dreams. Don't you think for one minute the Lord Jesus Christ don't know every thought you have. It ain't hid. He can tell you all about it. And when He tells us about these things, they mean you've done, it condemns me and you. Because we know we're guilty. Listen. As a man said, I remember my fault this day, O King. He's a lad down yonder in prison that could interpret dreams. Said, go get him. Bring him up here. He went off down there and told Joseph, the king, won't you? You know what Joseph done? Just like any Christian ought to do, who would do, clean himself up before he presented himself to somebody. Huh? Bible said he took a bath and he shaved and he put changed his garment. Went before the king. I'll say this, man, you'll have to too before we get before the king. We'll have to come in a repentant mood, a repentant heart. Come clean. Amen. There's something you got to do, I got to do, to get a hold of the Lord. Amen. Come with your proud heart and your proud look and try to get to Him, pray to Him, see if you get a prayer through. It won't get out no further than your sound will send it. That ain't very far. Amen. But you come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and humble yourself down. You don't have to say nothing. You can just pray from the heart. That is a prayer. Amen. For sincere desire of the heart. He come to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, I've dreamed these dreams. I want to know what's going to take place. Amen. He was troubled about it. How many times has the Lord sent you a message through a man of God? You say, well, you ain't the Lord. I didn't say I was. But who you think's delivering the message? Huh? It ain't me and you doing it. It ain't me and you, us men doing it. We're just flesh like everybody else. It's the Spirit of God Almighty coming through. And the Lord gives us a message. And it's the Lord speaking, preaching to you, whether you have it or not. Joseph told him about the dream and what the dreams meant. Time and time again, man has brought a message to you. And what have you done with it? Throw it out the door? Forget about it? Most of the time we do. I'm just being honest with you. It ain't me he's preaching to. Well, if the Lord speaks to your heart, like he done Pharaoh, it is.
Yeah.
Huh? Let me say this. Lord showed me one night this week at church in revival. If the Lord speaks to you, if you're lost or in saved, whatever, if the Lord speaks to you, it's the Lord. Ain't it? You know what it'll do? If you're in sin, it'll scare you to death. It'll absolutely make your knees buckle. And you'll know without a shadow of a doubt it's him speaking. Because there's no other voice like his. You say, well, I ain't never seen the Lord. Well, he spoke to you face to face. We don't see him with this old natural eye. I ain't never seen the Lord with this old natural eye. Never will. Never will. But through the eyes of faith, this and in here, I've seen him. I've seen him. He's present with me. He lives in here. It's his dwelling place. And when I do something wrong, he'll say, boy, don't you do that. Huh? Listen. Joseph told Pharaoh what was going to happen. There was going to be 7 years of plenty. After that, there's going to be 7 years of famine where there wouldn't be nothing growed. And you better prepare for it because it's a coming. Even naturally speaking in this old fleshly man, listen, physically and naturally, me and you have to work and prepare ourselves to live in this life. You can lay around and be a lazy bum if you want to and not work and make no money and put no money back in a rat hole. Praise God. When you get old, amen, you ain't going to have a thing, amen. Naturally speaking. Amen. It's just plain facts. Everybody want to live it up today and not worry about tomorrow. Well, go ahead. When that day comes, you'll be wishing you'd laid up something. You hear me? I was able to work for 50-something years every day. Hardly ever missed a day of work. About 60 years. And I ain't got a whole lot. I ain't telling you I have. But with God's help, I lay a little bit back. You know why? I know that if the Lord didn't take me on home, or he didn't come say this thing's over with, I was going to become an old man, not able to work and make a living. Couldn't hold down a job like I used to could. What? That's a fact. Read Ecclesiastes and see what it says about remembering your Creator in the days of thy youth, before evil days come not. When the sun is dark and the moon's dark and the stars is dark and, amen. You're looking out of the windows, your grinders is low, your hair's gray, and a pitcher's broke at the fountain. Read all that and see, and find out when you get out to the bottom, it'll tell you even a grasshopper will be a burden to you, and the bird chirping will wake you up, and you're scared of heights. Yeah. Huh? I ain't got there yet. Well, you'll get there one of these days. Just hold on. I worked in electrical work for 30, 40 years. Climbed A-frame ladders just as high as the next one. Amen. Didn't think a thing were about. Throw one leg across the top step and lay light fixers in like these all over the place. You won't catch this old boy up there now. When you're able to get a hold of something, you better get a hold of it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Amen. And today is the day of salvation. Amen. Don't put it off for tomorrow, because it may not never come. Joseph told him what is going to happen, and the king said, he said, you need to look you out a man that's discreet and wise in all of this and do something about it. Amen. Well, the old king thought, he asked his servants, they couldn't come up with nobody. And old king said, well, Joseph, since you know all this, you're the wisest man around here, I'm just going to put you in charge. What do you think about God? What do you think God Almighty done? In his own son, good sunder time, he sent his only begotten son. Amen. Because he was the only one able to handle it. Only one able to handle it. He said, you need to get out yonder and tell everybody. Plant everything they can plant. Because there's coming a famine. He didn't only tell, well, he told Pharaoh that, and Pharaoh said, I'm going to put you in charge, Joseph. You in charge. And you've got power over everybody in Egypt. There ain't but one man down here that's got power over you, and that's me, my throne. All the rest is under your control. Whatever you say, they'll have to do. God Almighty put his son in control. Don't tell me he didn't do it. He did do it. He said, all that my heavenly Father has given me, I've lost none. Didn't he? He can keep us. We're his. Listen. Joseph went out all over the country and warned them people to plant every field you got, every seed you got, put it in the ground for 7 years. What do you think preachers is doing today? He commanded, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to everyone that believeth shall be saved. Huh? We're warning you where you'll have it or not. You better make preparations for your ends are coming. The Bible said they sowed and planted 7 long years, and the earth brought forth plenty. Handfuls. And the Bible said Joseph stored it up in the storehouses all over every city of Egypt. So much of it, he said, it was as the sand of the sea. Innumerable. He quit numbering it. There was so much. Putting it up for what? For the famine was coming. Yeah. 2 years. I read in your hearing. Might not have read just that verse. It's on over a little further. But it was the people gathered all they could gather up. I believe with all my heart, they gathered up and put it in every container, every vessel they had in their own house. But it run out. Huh? According to the scriptures, it run out. The prodigal son said, "Give me my living." He grabbed it up from his daddy and threw it on his back, went down the road, thought he had enough to make it. All of his living, scripture says, his whole life, he grabbed it up and run off with it and thought, "I can make it." But he run out. He spent all. And the Bible said in 2 years after the famine started, 2 years now, they eat on something. They started begging Pharaoh for bread. Said, "You just going to let us die?" Joseph said, "Bring ye cattle, bring ye herds, bring ye money. Come on down, bring ye land, everything you got. And it'll become Pharaoh's. For the exchange of some bread that they might live." Listen. They come to Pharaoh and said, "Give us bread. Give us something to eat." He said, "Go to Joseph. He's got the keys to the storehouse." Who you think's got the keys to the storehouse today? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has got them. And you'll have to go to Him. Amen. You'll have to go to Him. Who you think His 10 brothers come to? That sold him down there in the beginning. 2 years after the famine, Randy, they come down there. Their daddy, Isaac, heard there was corn in Egypt. Read the 42nd chapter. Yeah. Go down there and get us some corn lest we die. They're out. They didn't have nothing to live on. If you don't lay up something, you ain't going to have nothing to live on. You got to get salvation for yourself. Mama's and daddy's salvation ain't going to help you. You're going to have the Lord and know Him as your personal Savior, or you ain't going to have enough to make it. And Joseph, give them a warning. They better prepare for it. It's coming. And he done all he could do to store it up, for the time of the famine was coming. As I've said, God's given you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity in the day and time that you live in, for you to store up something. When the famine comes, because it's coming. It's coming. I could go on, but I feel like I just stop right there. Last Sunday, I'll tell you this, now hush.
Last Sunday evening, I had a funeral at 2 o'clock. Me and some other preachers. And this 20-something-year-old girl hit the altar, squalling and crying, begging the Lord to save her. And according to her testimony, he did. That's all I got. She raised up and said, "The Lord saved me." I said, "Well, just get up and tell the whole church." It's a funeral. I didn't care. Whole world need to know it. She got up and walked right around here in the front of the casket and said, "The Lord just saved me." She realized she hadn't prepared herself. She had not made preparations for that hour. I'm going to ask you this morning, have you? While they get a song. Have you made preparations for that hour? It's coming. Where you want it to or not. None of us want to leave this walk of life. As long as we got help. We can get to a certain point till we just, "Lord, carry me on home. I want to get out of this." I had a brother done the same thing. I had a sister done the same thing. Just buried him. Had to speak over both of them. God bless me. You too. But I heard them say out of their own mouth, "I wish the Lord would just carry me on home. Get me out of this. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. And I got a better place to go. Lord, just carry me on home." If you've made preparations in this life, when it comes dying hour, you can say the same thing. But if you ain't made preparations for this hour, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a frightful, scareful, dreadful time. Because you ain't made preparations for the hour that you're going to leave this walk of life. My brother Randy comes, if he can. While the church stands, don't know your heart, don't know where yet. I could go on and on, but I feel like I maybe got the message, Lord.
489 at the bottom.